the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. In the previous session we talked about different types of positive, sympathetic relations that human beings can make with each other. And then we focused on the first one, which was to become as husband and wife, as spouses. And we mentioned the Quranic view about this. We refer to biological side of it, but more importantly to the spiritual side of it. We also talked about this relation continuing in heaven, whether it is a heaven of Adam and Eve or eternal heaven. Today we want to talk about the second type of this positive relation, and that is what the Quran calls to be Khalil, to be friend, but friend, which is used in English translation, can be equivalent to Khalil, can be equivalent to Sadiq, sometimes to Wali. So it's better to use Khalil itself and see what is the meaning of Khalil in the Quran. In Surah Zukhruf, which is chapter 43, verse 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that worldly friendship not only stops, indeed it becomes enmity and hostility. Al-akhillau, those who are khalil, those who are friends in this world, yawma idhin, on that day, ba'dhuhum li ba'dhin aduv, all of them become enemy for each other. So if friendship is based on piety, then it can remain and endure. On the day of judgment, still you would have people who are friends. When people run away and escape from their parents, from their children, from their spouses, you would see mu'mineen would not run away from each other. They would be remaining as friends for each other. Just to be a family member would not keep them together. يَوْمَ يَفَرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. But at the same time, the pious people are friends with each other. And the good leaders would care for their congregation. The holy prophets, the imams, would not run away from their community. They would care for them. They would help them. But bad people would become enemies of each other, even the leaders and the people. اِزْتَبَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. Those who were followed, like Fir'aun, like Namrud, they would try to distance themselves and disassociate themselves from their followers. And the followers also would get a lesson that they shouldn't have had any hope in these people. So they say they wish they were able to go back and do the same thing with these people. But neither the leaders can run away from them, nor these people can run away from them. But they remain as enemies together. They remain together, but as enemies. They go together to hell, but as enemies. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Pharaoh would lead them. فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ But when they are going to hell, they curse each other. They say bad things to each other. They hit each other. It's not that they go together to hell, say, okay, now that we are going to hell together, let's be friends. They cannot remain friends. They become enemies. Perhaps the harm they do to each other is more than the harm of fire. They so much annoy each other, verbally and perhaps physically, that it makes hell worse for them.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
But those who are pious, right on the day of judgment, not only in heaven, even on the day of judgment, they remain as friends. You know how good it is to have friends in that difficult time? When you go to a new place and you have no experience, if you have a friend, it helps a lot. Even if that friend is also the same as you. If there are two strangers but friends, it's a big, you know, help. If you go, for example, to Hajj, if you go to Arafat, and you are alone, it's very difficult. But if you are two people together, say, okay, we will solve the problems together. It's a big comfort. So, al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'dhuhum li ba'dhin aduv illa al-muttaqin, which means that even on the same day, they will remain as friends. And of course, in the heaven would be the same. Inshallah, one of the verses that we will talk later is this beautiful verse. Inshallah, next week we will talk more about this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ اُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ So, they remain as friends on the day of judgment, and they go to heaven as friends, but Allah would remove any hatred so they become perfect friends. On the day of judgment, they are friends, but in heaven, they become perfect friends because نَزَعْنَا مَا فِي غُلُوبِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ Nothing remains which would damage their friendship. No hatred, no bad thinking, no, you know, bad intention. Pure, perfect friends. So, al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'dhuhum li ba'dhin aduv illa al-muttaqeen.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
She's